Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, final hour, 9:03, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tub studio. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. The guys will be back tomorrow after they attack Bethpage Black this morning.
Will we get an update? How well they play?
I can get an update if you like. I can do that during the next break. I can text Geo, and I'm sure he will reply.
Okay. Or you could just listen to half the show tomorrow.
From deep.
That was almost as if you set him up for that.
Right.
And you did not. Very well done. Yes, you could do that tomorrow as well. I suppose.
Do you think they're just going to run it all day, Eddie? They're just going to wear the paint off their outing?
They'll be like 30% of it. Of the show.
30%?
Yeah.
That's more than an hour.
Yeah.
We shall see. Okay.
Hopefully they golf well.
I will get, Gio's getting better and Boomer's good. Mm. There's no question.
If it's a relatively normal Yankee situation and NHL situation, I would say 30%.
Well, you have a normal Yankee situation and, the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight.
You know, meaning like that Giancarlo Stanton doesn't like punch somebody in the face tonight or something, you know.
You're saying random... Yeah. Yankees win 4-2, whatever. Mets win 6-1. Okay, it's just a run-of-the-mill game. All right, fair, I see. There's no benches clearing brawl that we have to talk about for 4 hours. Fair enough. Knicks don't hire a coach.
Oh. Right.
Right? Fair enough.
When is that going to happen?
Well, you know what? I was going to do the baseball, but that is an interesting, to me, way to start this hour. Not those two inside.
And that are they is, over it?
What do you mean? They were never under it.
Are they over it? Yeah, I forget from time to time Dukes' sports knowledge is...
He's sports adjacent. No, yes. His. You know what's amazing
because
about
I saw him at the... Who was the young lady he battled against? There was like a trivia at the Baltimore.
Tracy in Atlantic Highlands.
Tracy.
Yeah.
You did well, Dukes. I don't think you did bad.
Yeah, I absorb a lot from being here. I do absorb a lot.
Right.
You do a better job, though, with what you saw in the 80s and early 90s.
Correct.
That is his wheelhouse. It would be 80s football, 80s baseball. Never really basketball or hockey for the most part, but those two sports.
Big Tecmo Bowl guy. I get it.
Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl, sorry.
Yeah, I missed Tecmo Bowl somehow. I didn't get in on that,
I
played other video games.
Oh, okay.
Like football. I played the football version, but I had like Intellivision football. And then the early Maddens, of course.
Yeah. See, I never, and that's amazing to me, I never got into the Madden football. And I wasn't a video game guy, but
you
I
were.
Like no, and I
oh,
really
you were.
I really wasn't. My brother more than me, but even he wasn't.
Well, you say you're not. You can't let that idle mind just.
No, but it wasn't like my friends didn't do video, and it was different. There was no putting a headset on back in the day, talking to your friends. You played Atari or Nintendo, and it was just you on the screen.
Yeah, I thought it was Sega Genesis and Nintendo and all that stuff. Yeah,
that was probably the last one I had was Sega Genesis.
Oh, you gave up after that? So you weren't a PlayStation
probably.
Xbox. Oh,
no.
You gave up early.
No, I never got into PlayStation.
Would you start working early?
I did.
Child labor?
No, it was not child labor. But
selling
oranges
on the highway.
I did start working early, like 13 or 14, yeah.
So you were done with the whole
Never got into it. I just never. No, I liked Ms. Pac-Man and Pitfall.
I mean, that's old.
Those
that's
are like, well, I'm just telling you what I like.
That's prehistoric video games.
And I did like for a while the hockey video game.
Okay.
But I never got into Madden for whatever reason. I never got into the show.
So you just dropped the sticks. It was like, I'm going to earn a check. You're a father's dream.
I did like to work. Yes, that is true. I did everything from, we talked about this the other day, janitor, newspaper delivery, gas attendant.
What's your nationality?
I'm American.
Okay.
That's what I am. I was born in Brooklyn. I'm an American.
Okay. I had a joke there. I'm going to leave that alone. Go ahead.
Tell me during the break.
Yep.
All right. So you haven't really talked about the Knicks at all. And now we are sitting here on June 17th, where nowhere closer to them picking a coach. I know they're going to interview Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins this week, but... And nor should they rush. There's no reason to rush at this point. I don't think there's another vacancy in the league, so they're really the only team looking. But as you get further and further away from this now, have you, I think you're a Knicks fan, have you turned your attention now to what is coming, or have you gotten over this whole thing? Because I know you didn't like the move that they made.
No, I hated it. Like I stated earlier, it felt like an end of an era that we were just coming. I think Knicks fans would finally realize we didn't have a product that was a laughing stock, right? Like people are starting to respect the Knicks in its entirety, from front office down to the floor. And to see Tibbs get the boot after arriving in the Eastern Conference Finals, valid, we didn't get the output we wanted, but I think a lot of us walked away into next season like, yeah, we're coming along. Like this thing is trending upwards, right? And to see this team now in a place of disarray because Tibbs is no longer in the building, I don't know where we go from here, right? Because I feel like if anybody set the team in a trajectory where they could be respected, they're competing hard, we got superstars and Brunson and Towns, and you can, you know, Mikal Bridges and everybody else, OG and company, man, it felt like we had a system that can travel. I think that's the biggest thing with sports. When you have a product on the floor, can they travel? Meaning, when in any building they step into, people want to see them. And two, they can win on the road.
And right? We know they could do that.
And we know we can do that. We have that. So to see that all kind of now dwindling in the wind is like, how did we get here? Like, there was before Tibbs, we were the most incompetent franchise in all of sports. Now it's like we opened that door back again, and we're like, what? How do you fire a coach in Tibbs and don't have anything to reload? Or to show face for it?
They've certainly created more question marks than they needed to. They were, you know... Coming off the loss, I think we all agree they needed to get a little bit better because the way things shook out, they weren't as good as Indiana. I think what you said,
Indiana
too,
just had another gear, let's be honest.
They did.
And I think it was bigger than just the bench rotation.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Our bench was competitive. They just wasn't on the level as Indiana.
Fair enough.
Indiana just had another gear.
I think when you look at the way the season did end to where we are now, the question would remain to me was, were they good enough? Clearly, if you're hearing rumors about other players the Knicks are going to go after, that would tell you that even the front office doesn't think the roster's good enough. So that would tell me that also means the coach has taken them to a level that matches their talent level. I think they could have beaten Indiana.
But I don't feel like we hit a ceiling, do you?
I don't either. Okay. I think they were still on the ascent to where they're going. And now it's interesting how no matter what host, no matter what expert, says it. The narrative is he's not a championship head coach. Well, you know what? You're not until you are. You know, you're talking about Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown. Last time I checked, neither one of them won either. And Mike Brown had LeBron James.
But I also
think they won with LeBron James. They went to the finals. They didn't win the finals with him.
And I also think it's a horrible look that a lot of these doors are getting slammed in their face.
I agree.
I think that's even more of a pungent smell when you talk about from the standpoint of a team that landed in the Eastern Conference Championship. You have stars littered on this roster, and coaches aren't even attempting or having a conversation with the Knicks.
Well, the one that's out there is, well, because they're not allowed, because they're under contract.
But what about Billy Donovan?
So, well, the Bulls said no. Like, you can't just start talking to them. The one that keeps popping up, even though the report over the weekend was the Mavericks, stern no, not a chance. That keeps coming up that he's still the front runner. Okay, I guess. Apparently Dallas is now going to say, talk to him. I don't see that happening, but maybe it will. And I think if they ended up with Jason Kidd, they would have done well. The problem with that is they're not close to getting Jason Kidd, and the answers out there are not NBA championship level. Taylor Jenkins, yes, he's had a couple of back-to-back 50-win seasons. You know who else did that? With the Knicks, and you know what worked with the Knicks? Tom Thibodeau. So, like, these alternate plans and coaches. I mean, the Knicks had Pat Riley. They didn't win the NBA championship. The Knicks had Jeff Van Gundy. They didn't win the NBA championship. And we treat Thibodeau like he's a piece of trash, that he reached his ceiling. I don't buy it.
I'm going to throw a name out there. And obviously, you're just shooting. Is Mark Jackson really a nut? Is that not a serious consideration?
I don't think he is. Okay. I don't think. And I know Stephen A. Smith was on that last week or a few days ago. Correct. And there have been teams that have also called for their team, like fans calling for their team to call on Mark Jackson. I don't know what it is. I know he had a couple of odd things happen off the floor. Yeah. But, yeah, it's weird. It's almost like he's gone. And we saw him on TV on ABC. He did a good job. He knows the league. For whatever reason, he never really seems to be a candidate. And I don't know why that is.
Somebody call Tibbs back.
Yeah, that was Gio. No.
Bend the knee.
That is not happening.
Bend the knee and go back.
That is not going. There's no way that's going to happen. Terry in Farmingdale. What's up, Terry?
Hey, I was just wondering, do you think the Knicks would have the audacity to come out and say, you know, unless they get Jason Kidd, would they have the audacity to come out and say, yeah, we got the guy we wanted. You know, this is the guy we wanted the whole time, you know.
Well, here's the problem with
that. We
don't
even know who's the guy they want.
Well, we don't, but Terry, more than that, you're talking...
Well, you kind of knew it was going to be Jason Kidd, right? I mean, that's an eight.
That too, but the other issue with what you're asking is they don't talk to the media. So for them, they'll have a press conference with, I think, invited guests, but I don't think they have the all-out press conferences anymore. So you might get scripted questions or the one-on-one, you know, well, they'll do it for TV. That having been said, no, they couldn't do that because clearly their number one choice was Jason Kidd. I don't think – now, the Johnny Bryant stuff was out there initially. Yeah. That has really cooled off, and the Kidd thing seems to be who they really want to go after. But last time I checked, he didn't win an NBA championship either.
No,
they got there, but they didn't win. How come he didn't reach his ceiling? Did he win in Milwaukee? No.
No, but I think there's a lot of talk about – him having different ideologies and kind of having different systems.
Yeah, and Brunson's relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand all that. And I'm not saying they wouldn't win with him. My point is you can't just have this blanket comment that this one's not a championship coach, but these guys we want to bring in who also haven't won an NBA championship are. That's not fair.
Well, I think the wishful thinking was like if you bring in a Jason Kidd, that may warrant a Giannis. That was...
How are you getting him? A lot of people say that. With what? They want Karl Anthony Towns. Like, if I'm the Bucks and I'm getting rid of Giannis.
If you're able to let go of Towns, right? Let's say a Bridges.
It's a big if.
Right. All this is hypothetical. We're living in this world right now. You get rid of that, but you're also able to acquire Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis. Mm-hmm. His dad was assistant in the G League for the Knicks organization. Now you're talking about having Jason Kidd, possibly Giannis, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Jalen Brunson. I can live in that world.
But why couldn't the coach you had live in that world?
Well, because, my only knock on Tibbs, we went to our bench way too late in the playoffs. Like, Shamet, Precious Achiuwa, those guys should have been in rotation during that Celtics series.
Okay.
The fact that when we got to the Eastern Conference Championship against the Pacers, and we didn't play them till, game three.
You think that's why you lost to the Pacers?
I think we were smoked. I think physically we were smoked.
I think you lost because you missed free throws down the stretch in game one, and OG and Anunoby dropped the ball that almost hit him in the face. That's why you lost that game, and in turn, why you lost the series. I think if they win that game, they win the series. I really do.
Well, you can't lose game one. You're up 18 points, and you allow Nate Smith to hit with 8 three-pointers in a row.
Confidence.
Oh, my God.
That place, after they beat the Celtics, New York City was on fire. If they would have finished out that game against the Pacers, you're thinking NBA
they would have had
finals.
They would have had to call the Navy SEALs, damn the National Guard.
Yes, they were not losing nuts. That series.
Yeah, I agree.
They weren't. That's why, to me, it's all excuses. And the fact that what you're talking about, again, proves that they're not good enough. If you're talking about Giannis and getting, you know, so I guess we weren't good enough then. You can't have it both ways. Was it the coach or was it the fact the team wasn't good enough? Because if you're going to have wholesale changes, you're telling me and admitting the team wasn't good enough. Oh, I got him. He's speechless.
Because it's frustrating.
I agree.
It's frustrating being a Knicks fan who was tweeting all my friends, go to hell, this is our year. Bing bong. Right? I went around all playoffs and bing bong. You know, I was the arrogant Knicks fan that the nation hated to see. I was the guy who was climbing the billboards. You know, I was the guy who's hitting Indiana Pacer fans over the head with trash. I was that guy. Mm-hmm. So to see us end in that fashion, it's heartbreaking.
I know it was.
And
I
to
know.
See our coach that I was proud to say is our coach. Like, Tibbs represented that blue cup of coffee that the New Yorkers walk around with on their way to work. Tibbs with the three clonk, the lettuce, right? The damn lettuce. I was proud of the three strands of the lettuce. The fact that he graced that sideline with the scrowl, that grimace, it felt very Parcells-like to me. Mm-hmm. So to see that era in when we just, we lost to a better Pacers team. I give you that. But it felt like we were on the rise. So, it's hard for me to swallow where we're at right now. And I'm a fan of World Wide West. I like Leon Rose, right? And to feel like James Dolan was like, oh, enough curtain call? Like, I'm heartbroken by it.
Yeah, because
this is the main reason I'm not watching the NBA Finals as thoroughly as I would.
That's what Josh Hart said, too. Like, he just can't bring him, or Jalen Brunson. It's on the Roommates podcast. Said cannot bring himself to turn it on. Hart said he watched it for like 5 minutes and turned it on.
Every time I've turned on the game, I've watched it a total of 20 minutes. And then I go to YouTube highlights, play it. And then I'll read.
That annoys you.
And I write. And then I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
Because I went to game 5 in Boston when we got smoked by the Celtics. And I was the arrogant Knicks fan that went up to the Boston Garden and was talking crazy to all these Celtics fans with 50 Dominicans and 20 Puerto Ricans. And it looked like the Caribbean World Series. I was going crazy. So I was that guy. So now it's like I got this mudslinging in my face, and it's unnecessary. Especially when we finally got a team we love and we embrace. The last team we loved and embraced like this was our 90s Knicks. That's the reason if you're at the Garden and you see Starks and you see Ewing and you see LJ and all those guys, they didn't win anything. They didn't do anything. But we love them like Greek gods.
Yep.
And this is how I started to feel about this team, this New York Knicks team that we love this year. And now it's like, man, how are we going to reverse?
One before the break, Eric in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Jerry, Willie, how are we doing, boys?
Good, how are you doing?
Love that you guys are talking Knicks here. And I mean, I completely agree with you guys. I was also in the same camp that I wanted to keep Tibbs. I wanted to give it another run. And I don't understand all these people that are saying, well, the Knicks have a plan. I would love to know what that is. And facts. If their PR team is part of it, then that team needs to be fired. Because what are we doing? Like, to me, like, as soon as this happened, you knew it was Jason Kidd or bust. That's it. Period. Stop. It's going to be Jason Kidd. And the problem with that is that if that doesn't happen and he doesn't create some sort of circus and drama to try and get out of Dallas – then it's going to be Johnny Bryant. They're going to try and sell us that Johnny Bryant is who they really wanted this whole time, and it's going to be amazing. And my concern with that is that this reeks of stolen, and then the next person to go is going to be Leon Rose.
That is correct.
And then we're back to where we were for 20 years.
Yep. That is
and
correct.
That terrifies me.
And Eric, that is the biggest concern of all, is that if he walks out the door, the guy that really helped build this, now you're starting from zero again.
Yeah.
So we shall see. It's very... The predicament they have put themselves in is interesting.
But Jerry, before we go, yeah. The problem is we shouldn't be here.
I agree. I'm with you. From day one, I've said
damn the loss. Like, yeah, we lost. That's sports. But we shouldn't be here, like where we could be possibly back to square one.
You should be worrying about the draft and free agency is what you should be worrying about.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Bill Ford, Tub Studio, 928. The request is in from Geo that you asked for to see how they were playing. So
yes.
As soon as I get that and he responds, I will let you know.
Awesome.
So we have that.
What time were they teeing off? Do you know?
I mean, Boomer called in. What time is that? 6:30 when he called? They were on their way, so they got to be on the course, I would think.
I mean,
you're not going to hit balls for 3 hours.
No, so. Maybe they went for breakfast, or who knows?
It's possible. If so, then it's a very easy, haven't started yet.
This is true.
Yes, thank you. So we will find out as we go. Chris, take it away.
All right, brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Not much luck for the Yankees at the plate last night. They did hit a few balls that looked like they would have been home runs on perhaps a better weather evening, maybe even as early as next week.
I agree.
When the weather turns, but it was not
generator.
Do I have one? No, I do not.
What? What is the shooter's generator?
Well, I see the temperatures next week, and I'm worried I'm going to lose power.
No, I'm not a generator guy. My in-laws have one.
He is. I know Eddie is. Does your place have one? No, you neither, huh? Well, you can open the windows, though. That stupid ocean breeze.
Yeah. You have a whole house generator, Willie?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Mm. We're the losers in the group.
I mean,
AC goes out, I mean, my thing turns into, it gets brutal. Like, it's nasty in
my house.
I'm sure
it does.
So
it has to.
We got to have something kicking.
It's not cheap.
I didn't say it was cheap. I was just asking if you had one. Right. Your house isn't cheap, but you have one of those.
Correct. The house cost enough.
Right.
You know?
I was just wondering.
Like, realistically, 365 days a year, how many are you going to need the generator for? On average, two?
Maybe. My concern is the basement flooding again.
Yeah.
I don't have a sump pump with a battery backup. Problem there.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Sorry.
So where do you live, CeeLo?
Where do I live?
Yeah. Well, what kind of, you have a ranch style home?
No, it's a colonial. It's on a crawl space, like a slab. So basement. It's the only reason we could afford it, quite honestly. And by the way, 10 years ago. The house is almost doubled.
I was trying to shame your house. I was just interested in what style you had.
No, it's a nice community. It's just for whatever reason, I guess the land wasn't conducive. All the houses in our development, no basements.
Yeah, you're on the floodplain there. So
Googled me, figure out where I live and check in.
No, I know the town, and it's sort of that coastal floodplain, right. So it's very sandy and a lot of.
It's not like everyone in my town has no. There are plenty of homes and communities that have a basement, but ours, our little
you're
community,
on the
floodplain. I guess. Little did I know,
we can throw your house on a flatbed and get going if need be.
I suppose you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dukes, you live in a condo, huh?
Yeah, condo.
You would make the worst neighbor.
No, I'm a very good neighbor.
Would?
Yeah.
I'm a terrific neighbor.
I feel like you would judge my packages.
Oh, I would.
Yes, so that's my point.
Yes, you would.
Definitely a lot of judging. And the packages often get delivered on the wrong entrances, so I'm always moving packages.
I know it. I would have to ski mask Dukes.
And he's like, I noticed you didn't pick up your dog's poop.
Yeah.
Or recycle the boxes properly.
Yeah, you would be that guy.
He says he's a good neighbor, but he's going to report everybody.
I can see you the president of a HOA.
I did for a little while. I had to resign. It was getting too stressful for me.
What was so stressful?
Just that people don't follow the rules properly.
And it was ruining your life?
It was. It was bothering me.
This conversation is ruining my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to the Yankees. I guess they temporarily ruined the fans' life last night because they couldn't score a freaking run. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom 11. Anthony Volpe at the plate as they were trying to finally scratch something across. Wasn't to be.
First pitch. Breaking ball, swung on, hit down the third. Tagging third is Renhifo, and that is the ball game. Strickland comes in, throws one pitch. They get the force out at third, and the Angels win this game by the count of 1-0.
Wow.
Wow. Dave Sims, final call.
Penis!
Here on the fan.
Somehow I'd rather hear that than wow.
Yes. Agreed.
1-18 were the Yankees with runners in scoring position. They left 12 aboard. They have not fared well in extra innings this season. Just one run scored in 10 innings total. 2-26. Zero extra base hits. The lone run they did score came on a sac fly. So they have struggled there. Aaron Boone, speaking to how things just didn't go their way offensively in this one, probably deserved a little bit better based on the way they hit the ball.
I thought we hit a number of balls on the screws, even there late. You know, Cody just misses a couple to right. Goldie stepped on that ball to left center. We were barreling some balls up, but that said, you know, we're not punching any across, not hitting the home run.
And their scoreless streak is now at 20 innings. They've dropped four in a row for the first time this season. On the positive side, you did have Giancarlo Stanton getting a couple of hits, including a double to lead off the ninth in his season debut. He looked good hopping aboard a moving train here in mid-June.
Just make sure I'm ready. Make sure I'm ready for 100 miles an hour. You know, with not as many at-bats under my belt, that's going to be the most important. Just make sure I'm ready, see the ball early.
He looked pretty good in game one. Also positive, though it was wasted. Clark Schmidt, his longest outing of the season, 7 2/3, a four-hit shutout ball. Tonight, you got Will Warren and Kyle Hendricks, pregame 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app.
Would you wager on that? I heard you guys this morning. Would you wager on that tonight?
What have you heard us what?
You know, some of the Yankees are going to score a bunch of
Al
runs tonight.
Said tonight
you guys were all talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd wager on it.
Because I agree. This has like 12-1 written all over it.
Speaking, by the way, in fact, I ran out an errand last night. I was driving home. It was probably, I don't know, 8:15, 8:30. So the game was still, what's so funny?
Eddie's in his second REM cycle.
Oh, yeah, forget it.
Al's been
I slept less than three hours last night. Whatever.
Oh, God.
So Al's the game was obviously scoreless at this point. It was, I don't know, fifth, sixth inning?
Yeah.
And Susan was given the sponsor, you know, live odds on the air. The Yankees were like -225.
To come to win.
Dude, the game was scoreless.
Because they don't expect them to lose to the Angels. That doesn't shock me.
They did.
Yeah, well,
minus 225 with no lead?
Well, what were they before the game started? Probably -225.
But the longer you, I guess. I mean,
you only need one.
Yeah, all right. Well,
as we learned.
The Angels got the one.
I did see.
Anyway.
I saw his Hope Week. You saw that painted on the field?
Yes, I was
going
to say, shout out to the Yankees. They're doing Hope Week again. They've got a bottomless closet on day two. So they've got a bunch of guys that are going to the bottomless closet facility in Midtown Manhattan. And they're going to assist with unpacking inventory. So that's more than 25 years. Bottomless Closet has provided women of limited means with a blueprint for entering the workforce. So that's what they're doing today. Each day they've got a different event or charity or positive cause that they support. So they got a bunch of players involved with that, I guess, this afternoon or later this morning. As for the Mets, off their off day, they're down in Atlanta. Game 1 of 3 against the Braves. You got David Peterson, Spencer Schwellenbach, 7:15 first pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio. Last night in L.A., big return to the mound for Shohei Ohtani, his first pitching appearance since 2023. Just one inning. He did give up a run. It was a sac fly, Jerry. Couple of hits across the one inning, but he did have two hits at the plate, couple of RBIs as the Dodgers beat the Padres 6-3. And pitching-wise, velocity was no problem as Ohtani ramped it up to triple digits a couple of times for manager Dave Roberts.
Much better as far as the fastball velocity than I think anyone anticipated. Hit 100. You know, I was thinking 95 to 97, but I think that just a competitor adrenaline came out in him.
Certainly did, and he said he felt good and good enough to be on track to make his next start.
I saw his translator went to prison.
Really?
Yesterday, yeah.
Ipe Mizuhara.
Yes.
How much time is he?
That I don't know, but I did see there was a headline that said he reports to prison and like turned himself in, but
here?
That was the day.
Or back?
Great question. I would imagine in California, I would think.
Really?
Isn't that where all the gambling, where everything took place?
I would think so.
I would think it would have been California.
They didn't ship him back home.
Potentially. I don't know. But I did see he went to jail. That's all.
All right.
Okay.
No easy transition there.
Nope.
Let's go to Sacramento.
Yeah, jail's jail.
You first had this incredible catch by former Met Luis Guillorme.
That one a looper. Can Guillorme get back there? Still going. What a play by Luis Guillorme! Unbelievable acrobatic catch in shallow left field.
I believe that was Astros TV. We're going to see it here on CBS Sports Network. I mean, ranging way out and dives, reaching back over his shoulder. So an incredible play by Guillorme.
Unbelievable.
You right over there?
But yeah, we were. Al was looking it up that the translator went to federal prison in Pennsylvania.
Mm. Pennsylvania, okay. In any event, great play by Guillaume. Yes. A's tied it on a solo homer in the fifth, and it remained tied until the bottom of the ninth with a runner aboard for Nick Kurtz.
And Abreu throws, and that swung at a high, deep drive to right. Smith is back. He will not even watch it. And the A's win it on a walk-off by Nick Kurtz.
That's awesome. God,
a no-doubter up on the berm and right.
The berm? The berm out there.
It's pretty good.
Sacramento A's radio, the walk-off two-run homer as they beat Houston 3-1. Quick one here is our guy Adam Schein. I thought a little over the top getting on the Red Sox for the Rafael Devers trade.
This is Babe Ruth meets Mookie Betts meets Luka Doncic. I've never seen anything quite like this.
That's a little strong.
A little, but I do understand his point. You're talking about those two guys are superstars and got traded for what people perceive as not enough.
I don't know if I can put Devers in the same category as Babe Ruth.
No, I would no.
Other than the Red Sox connection, obviously.
But I agree. Not
trading
Babe
into the
Ruth.
Giants versus the Yankees is a little different.
Now, I would think in Dallas, they probably look at Luka as their Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Rafael Devers got a long way to go to be Babe Ruth.
Yes. NBA Finals Game 5 from OKC. The Thunder nearly blew an 18-point lead as the Pacers got it down to 2, but the Thunder rallied to beat them 120-109. 40 points for Jalen Williams. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31 and 10 assists. Tyrese Halliburton held to 4 made free throws. He was 0-for-6 from the field, dealing with a calf issue throughout. Clearly not 100%, but he said he'll continue to play Game 6 Thursday night from Indiana with the Pacers. Facing elimination.
If I asked you, forget about looking, just top of your head, what do you think was the most viewed NBA Finals? Because we were, you know, obviously you're talking about Oklahoma City and Indiana. You think it was the Jordan ones, like one of those, or do you think it was something with Shaq and Kobe?
Yeah, I was going to say Shaq, Kobe.
Oh man,
because I would think prior
to the answer?
I don't. Oh. I'm just wondering what you think, because I would think prior to Jordan and the Bulls, I don't know
who did
Kobe
play to get his fifth.
Was it
which team?
They beat the Sixers, the Nets.
Hell if I remember.
Yeah.
You're asking tough questions.
Right.
Quick Google search. Good day. AI overview. It says the 98 Finals Bulls Jazz.
Was the most viewed.
Flu game.
Averaging 29 million viewers. And that was Jordan's.
All right.
That was the last one with the Bulls.
What is this one at? So 29 viewers per game.
It said it averaged 29 million viewers. Yeah.
Can you see? And what
game 6 most watched NBA game in history, drawing 35.9 million viewers.
Oh, what does the Super Bowl do, guys? What are
over
you doing 100, there?
100, right?
What is the Super Bowl? 100 million viewers?
Yeah,
well 100 over. Million.
Yeah.
So 35 million. Now, that is clearly beyond the World Series these days. I mean, that's also 30 years ago. Yeah. But I would. It's hard to do, too, because of streaming and everything.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are watching this series, though. It ain't 35 million.
No,
you know that.
Definitely
That's
not.
For damn sure.
Definitely not. All right, Stanley Cup final resumes tonight. Game 6 from Florida. The Panthers up 3-1. They have a chance to hoist the cup on home ice for the second consecutive season. And we were talking about this, about what would an amateur shoot at Oakmont after the U.S. Open. So Golf Channel sent this guy out there who works for them, Brandon Newcomer.
Braden.
Yep. He's a 0.6 handicap. He did play from the tips, despite what they said.
What do you think he shot? He's a 0.6.
It's a par
handicap.
70 golf course. So apparently he played from the tips with the same pins. That's what they said.
I don't know.
Okay. They set the over-under at 93.5. How's that?
I don't know. I can.
Joel, I know the answer. I was just wondering what you thought. But
my mind is spinning. I don't know. Okay.
He two-putted from like 45 feet on 18 to shoot 93.
So 20 right on the number. For a 0.6 handicap.
He hit it right over
23,
number?
Yeah, 23 over for the round. That's a guy who is a scratch golfer.
Now, he did say
that's crazy.
That's insane.
No ball spotter was tricky in the rough.
No doubt. No doubt.
So that's, I'm sure, a few strokes
right
there.
Did he hit that 60-foot putt or something like that?
Well, that's JJ's what you're talking about. Spawn.
Yeah, 64 feet. Yeah.
This is the guy from Golf Channel. I'm standing firm on if I broke 140, I would feel like I did well.
I'm right there with you.
Which is like double par on each hole.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Humbling experience.
Very much so.
All right, let's do moment of the day as Jerry, as he likes to do when Willie sits in. They play What Would Willie Do?
Yeah.
In this particular case, Jerry was presenting a scenario that would make Al Dukes cringe. Nature calls in the car. You're entering the tunnel on your way to work. Mm. And actually, in this case, it was What Did Willie Do this morning around 4 a.m., as it turns out.
I was losing the great battle as I came through the Lincoln Tunnel. And I saw a local bodega, and I ran in that thing like if it was a drug raid. And I attacked the bathroom like if it was fourth and run in the NAFC championship. and I slaughtered the toilet. And I'm going to be honest with you, Al Dukes. I left the body. And so now I'm a better man because of it, because I got it all out, and I'm fresh and perky for this great show.
That happened this morning?
That happened literally this morning. I was losing the battle. Like, I was, there's no way I could have came in here with what I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised you wouldn't have done the same thing.
I don't think my body would have allowed me to get out of a car in New York City at 4 a.m. and run somewhere.
No chance.
Like, yeah, my body just would have shut down.
I jumped out of my truck like a drug bust. Like, I was like, you know, it's like, action fight.
And you won.
Oh, I won.
How long did the process take?
It was a legit 2-minute process. I mean, it was coming.
So. All right. Let's take a break, because I'm going to throw up.
In the same way we had the audio of Al's 911 call many years ago,
yes.
I would like the security cam footage from that, bodega of him running in and scaring the crap out of
the guy holding a steamed fish.
I want to see the guys that are eating from that buffet right now.
The tilapia or whatever he was putting out there.
Yeah. It was
gross.
It didn't look good.
We used to have
wet.
That Hudson food court down the street here. They had the buffet with the steamed fish. That was probably...
Steamed fish?
They had a bunch of like Chinese food entrees, but there was definitely seafood in there that was sitting under those heat lamps all day.
Cannot be good for your stomach.
No, no shot.
You made a good point. I mean, that the spread was out. Like it looked
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It looked like he was delivering the last,
getting set for the day.
You know what? I don't eat those at those places anyway. Now I for sure will.
You've never been to like a Golden Corral or anything like that?
I would say prior to the pandemic, yes. Since I have not, I have not had a buffet meal since.
So you're not anti-buffet, just haven't been.
And at like a nice reception hall, sure, if you go to a golf event, that's different. I mean, in like walking into a restaurant. Yeah, in the past I've gone to them, but I wouldn't anymore.
And again, buffet style was one thing. Choosing the seafood option at the buffet is another.
Like, could you imagine, he turned me on to this, I haven't watched it yet because I can't bring myself to, on Netflix, called Poop Cruise.
Oh, God.
No, because...
It's not been released yet, Jerry. It was a trailer I saw.
I watched the trailer, too.
Oh, so it's not out.
The 24th, right, Al?
It was sickening.
Correct.
I was waiting for him to be like, I got a special advanced copy. I've already viewed it. No, it's not available to the public.
Wouldn't be shocked. That having been said, it looks awful. This cruise ship loses power in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And they couldn't use the toilets.
Oh, man.
Like, nothing. Yeah. And it's... You talk about the food, though.
Yeah.
Like, what are you eating then at that point as the cruise ship has no power?
Each other.
Okay.
There we go. Not. All right, Dahmer.
Get out of here. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, well, you won't, but yes.
Well, you'll be here Thursday. Yeah, yeah. All right, Chris, thanks very much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, a couple minutes left. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. We'll finish up with the calls here in a second, but I did get an update from G. I asked him how it was going. His response was very tough, not great, but not terrible either. So as Eddie said, I'm sure we will hear all about it tomorrow. But that was the update from the boys out on the golf course. All right, time for some calls to wrap it up. Jerry and Comac, what's up, Jer?
Yeah, hi, Jerry, Willie. How are you?
What's up, man?
I might have for Dolan, but he might poop himself. what if he, this would give him an out, what if he bought up L.A.'s contract with LeBron, brought LeBron here as a player coach? That would help him save face.
Man, I can't even think of a guy that has done that. Now, if there was one going to be one guy to do it, it would be him, but I think that's a pipe dream. It's a good thought, but I don't see that happening. I'm trying to think, player coach. I remember Pete Rose in baseball, obviously. When was the last player coach we had in the NBA?
Magic.
Was he a player coach?
Magic was? Yeah, I thought Magic was a player coach.
You might be right. I honestly don't remember that.
Yeah.
Pete Rose is the one that always comes to mind immediately for me with the Reds. But I don't know. We'll see.
Kevin Cowens, it says here.
Dave Cowens?
Celtics, 78-79.
That's a long time ago. Okay. Kevin and Yonkers, what's up, Kev?
This one is to Chris Lopresti. What's going on with the Yankees? I mean, 5 runs in 5 games? I mean, I've been following the Yankees for 65 years, and they have never gone back-to-back shutouts like that, and they haven't scored a run in 20 innings. So, Chris, I know you're a diehard Yankee fan. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, he's not here. but I would tell you that I think it's 162 games is a long season. There's not a doubt in my mind that they've had back-to-back shutout losses before. They'll be fine.
They're 2 games up.
They're in first place. This is a bad stretch. I wouldn't bet the mortgage on it, but I would bet the over and run score tonight for them. And they will break out in a big way, and then they'll get back. And again, they hit into last night, and I do believe this matters. It's not like they went down feebly every inning.
No, they lost by one.
But they didn't score. But they also had the Bellinger shot, the Judge shot. You had a crazy play that the shortstop Neto made that would have scored a couple of runs, granted by an error, but they're putting the ball in play. The Angels win on a Punch and Judy shot that goes past Jazz Chisholm. The Yankees are going to be totally fine. Don't worry about it. Logan in Newtown. What's up, Logan?
Morning, guys.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. So late last night, I get a text message from my dear friend Michael in Fanwood. And he's saying he's got an opening for the Willie Colon golf outing next week. And would I like to join? And I said, well, sure, that sounds great. When work opens the next morning, let me work out a few things, see if I can make it happen. I'm listening to The Fan at 8 o'clock this morning. And Michael from Fanwood calls in. And I say, could that be my dear friend Michael? And then he's offering his spot to Jerry.
Well, I did decline, so you're okay.
Still yours.
I appreciate that. I'm suddenly finding out I'm second fiddle here. You know, I didn't even get a chance.
Welcome to the club, my man.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Listen.
So I said, I got to call in before BT and Sal get on, because what if he calls them at 10 o'clock?
He might. Right. He could ask BT to play. That is very true. Well, listen, you're going to play. Yeah. You're going to have a wonderful day. Monday is supposed to, it's going to be warm, but it's going to be gorgeous. So enjoy it and have fun golfing. And even though you might have been the second choice, we're all good. Not a big deal. No,
it's fine.
Is this a lot of work for you Monday? I know Thursday night probably is.
No, it's always good. I'm fortunate. Fortunate enough to have. Shout out Jonathan Marks, who heads our golf outing as far as getting all the things together for it, man. And LAR, It's always a pleasure, man. We got a good board, good foundation. People work hard for this outing. LRA, excuse me if I messed that up. But it's always, this is more like a family reunion.
Oh, good.
People come back year after year. Everybody's excited to see each other. And it's great. So I got no issues.
I always, you know, the weather has been so atrocious for the last, you know, 6 weeks. You know, you sit there and you get nervous when you plan these things. Like yesterday was not bad. You could play yesterday. And I did. I went out and played in the afternoon quickly. But if you had an outing, you know, you want it to be nice and sunny, and, well, and you're going to get that Monday, I think.
Well, that was one of the main reasons we did move it back to June, because one, we were doing it in May and the weather was always spotty. And two, this works out because when guys finish up their mini camps and OTAs, they usually linger around for a week. So we're able to get guys to come and play, which helps. And then, like I said, it's good, you know, you watch the foundation and the board put all this work in. You want to have a great day. The weather, you can't control it, but when you have a day like we're expecting, it makes it all worthwhile. So thank you to LRA, Jonathan Marks, the whole team. It's a special day, so it means a lot to a lot of people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.